It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Haiti's slow recovery puts certain demands on the United States, which we'll hear about in this part of the program. In a moment, we'll meet Haitian students in South Florida now. First, we'll report on the U.S. military, which sent 20,000 troops to Haiti. They've been distributing food and providing medical aid, and it's not clear how long they will be staying. NPR's Juan Ferreiro reports from Port-au-Prince.
It's early morning, and an American military convoy is on the move. U.S. Army paratroopers who've been training for deployment in Afghanistan. Except these soldiers from the 82nd Airborne are going into Cité Soleil. It's a huge and notoriously violent slum. These days, filled with hungry people. Very hungry people. 40 men from Alpha Company provide security as sacks of rice are handed out to Haitian mothers. American-grown, long grain rice, stamped with the stars and stripes. Captain Andrew Salmo is in charge.
A lot of the combat veterans are like, well, I'm happy here because I'm not, you know, in as much danger. And we were ready to deploy and we were looking forward to a combat deployment. But this has been rewarding in a lot of ways.
The shift to Haiti means that instead of treating wounded soldiers, medic Antonio Rivera helps Haitians balance the heavy bags.
It feels great, actually.
One after the other, the women thank the tall, strapping soldier from Wisconsin.
Merci.
American forces were quickly deployed after the quake. Doctors aboard a military hospital ship operated on mangled people. Air traffic controllers got the airport up and running. The global response, though, is at a new stage, focusing on housing and sanitation. For the troops, it means handing out tarps and poles and ground coverings to get people ready for the rainy season, and helping with a UN effort to build latrines.
All of these are absolutely critical for the next stages.
That was Lewis Luck, talking to reporters about the U.S. military presence in Haiti. He's the U.S. coordinator for relief and reconstruction. And he says American forces have scaled down to 7,000 soldiers on the ground and another 6,000 servicemen on ships just offshore. Lieutenant Colonel Ken Keene, commander of American forces here, says there are no plans to leave soon.
At the present time, there's still great need across the board, and we still remain decisively engaged providing critical assistance to the government of Haiti.
American military involvement in Haiti in decades past has not been free of controversy. U.S. Marines occupied Haiti for 19 years until 1934, and American forces intervened in 1994 to reinstall a president who'd been overthrown. An analyst who closely tracks Haiti, Larry Burns, says the Obama administration needs to be mindful of that history.
Well, of course, there's a lot of angst on the part of Haitian intellectuals over this. I mean, they hate the idea of having the United States periodically come in. It's patronizing to Haitian history, and it's condescending attitude that, after all, Haiti, unlike other countries, you can expect much less from.
Jean-Philippe Mirville is among those intellectuals. He was rescued by American troops, pulled from the rubble after he was trapped 6 days.
Estamos cogiendo la ayuda, pero tienen que irse dentro de una temporada después de ayudarnos. Entonces, los americanos después de hacer el trabajo, se van a marchar.
He says Haitians welcome the American help. But once their work is done, Mirville says, they'll have to leave, and Haitians will have to run their own country. The Army has established a command center on the grounds of a university on the edge of the city. Soldiers there monitor live video of food distribution sites across the capital. Colonel Chris Gibson says the video is shot from unmanned Predator aircraft. That permits the U.S. to respond quickly if security is needed. The setup is elaborate. It's in a huge air-conditioned tent, one of many dotting a field. But Gibson says it can all come down in an instant if Washington deems the mission complete.
We're all consistent with the theme that we're here to help the Haitian people in their moment of dire need. And then when that time passes, we have no intention of staying in Haiti.
Juan Ferreiro, NPR News.